This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
We have a visitor.
Really? Oh. Okay.
As soon as I've clicked the record button, he decides to show up. He doesn't love us until we decide to do something.
Say AI.
Hello. You don't want to.
Okay. How often do you get hiccups?
I don't remember the last time I got hiccups. I am not five.
So I'm five, apparently, because I had hiccups twice in one day the other day.
Yeah, I was pretty upset with you, too, that one time. Because I was sleeping, and you decided to come barging in the room while I'm sleeping with your loud hiccups. It sounded like a demon was being exorcised.
I was taking a shower. It's not my fault I had hiccups.
Well, go outside and use the hose when
I will
have
say
the
that
hiccups.
To you from now on every time you sneeze. Go outside and sneeze.
Why?
Not allowed to sneeze in the house.
Why?
Because you're so loud when
I
you
am
sneeze.
Not, I am not loud.
You scream.
I'm pretty sure my sneezes are standard sneezes. That's really hard to say. My sneezes are standard sneezes.
That's pretty good.
Say it.
I'm kind of proud of you.
Say it.
Well, I think our daughter has had a couple of good isms recently.
Can you please say my sneezes are standard sneezes before we move on?
I was trying to segue.
No. I will not allow this.
Say it again.
My sneezes are standard sneezes.
My sneezes are standard sneezes.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
Appreciate it. Moving on. Daughter. This cat.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, our daughter has had quite a few isms recently that we think were pretty good.
Yeah. So, the other day, she came home from school and dropped her backpack off, and there was a bug on it. It was a hornet or a yellow jacket, something.
Wasp.
Something that has a stinger. And she said, "Daddy, come get that bug. It's sharp."
And she was in panic mode.
She was in 100% panic mode. But she said, "Come, hurry, come get the bug. It's sharp."
Yeah, she's been stung, what, three times by wasps at this point? So she was in panic mode.
Florida's
bad. It's sharp. Get the sharp one.
We laugh so hard. A sharp bug. That was the first time I ever heard it, but it makes a lot of sense because they do a lot of stabby stabs.
And then we were tracing her foot or doing something with her. And she goes, "But my toe fingers are squished."
My toe fingers.
That was fun.
I don't understand where she gets this stuff.
What else do you call them? Like, I guess just toes.
Toes?
All right.
That's what they are.
Fair.
They're not toe fingers. I mean, monkeys like, have toe fingers.
Individual one. You know, it translates to your fingers. No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, she also.
Toe? Toes.
But like if you're trying to talk about a specific toe, don't you say my pointer toe? It's a finger. Pointer finger? Pointer toe?
That's yeah, but you don't say finger.
Okay. I'm not
You don't
arguing.
Say pointer toe finger.
I mean, kind of.
No.
Okay. Well, what are those shoes? Those shoes, five finger shoes?
Yeah, but that's just branding.
Well, so what? They call it that.
Five finger. Please. He wants to talk now.
He just wants attention.
I know it. If you're not watching on video, this cat is rubbing my microphone.
Benny cat.
He loves us, kind of. Only when he wants to. And right now is not a good time, but he wants to.
But we also took her out fishing the other night.
Yeah. That was fun.
And if you check out our TikTok, Instagram, all the things.
Our socials.
You get to see her reeling in a bass.
Her first ever bass. And, surprise! A gator snuck out from underneath the dock and stole it. Right off the hook.
She didn't even get to take it out the water, no, poor kid.
I had to cut the line because that gator had swallowed all of it.
It was gone.
I was pissed. And then
a gator wasn't.
Well, no, he had a little nice little snack. But there was people out there and they were like, "Oh my God, there's a gator." You know, people freak out over gators in Florida. I don't understand it.
Well, people who are not native.
Yes.
Getting whacked with a cattail.
Yes, but it was crazy because it was underneath where we were fishing. So we're fishing on this dock. So we didn't know it was there. And she's reeling in the fish, doing a really good job. The fish is jumping. I'm recording a video, watching. Oh, it's for my baby's
she
first
fought
bass.
Hard for it. Yeah.
My baby's first bass. And that summama decided to sneak outside of the dock and boom, stole that fish. I couldn't believe it.
It cracked us up though, because her reaction, she drops the pole and says, "Nope,
I'm out.
Not dealing with that gator."
Like, no, that's an expensive fishing pole. Don't drop it.
It was hilarious though. I had a thought the other day.
Uh oh.
I need you to weigh in here.
No.
How do you? What order do you put your clothes on?
I don't think it matters. I think honestly, because I don't like to put. Well, obviously, you put underwear on first.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter.
No, aside from underwear, it doesn't matter.
It really does.
No.
No, so, it 100% does.
I mean,
you're the one with OCD.
I don't wear
and I'm
socks.
I'm the one telling you it matters.
I don't wear socks, okay? So it's underwear, and then because I live off of a pile of laundry, I'm okay with that. Don't even judge me. Don't judge me. But I live off a pile of laundry, so whatever's on top, I put that on first. So if it's a shirt on the top, I'm putting the shirt on. If it's pants on the top, I'm putting the pants on first. That's how I live. It's perfectly fine. I am not putting clothes into a specific organizational pattern because I'm just going to wear them and throw them in the laundry. It's
but
not happening.
Putting them on your body, you don't have an order.
No. It all depends on what the order that they're in the pile that I am living
out of. I can't. Like, I feel like, no. Like, this is wrong on so many levels. It is against the law at this point.
No, it isn't.
You can't not have an order. I tried the other day to put on a piece of clothing out of order, and it felt so wrong. My whole day was messed up.
So I will say, though.
See?
No. I go, no. It has nothing to do with clothes, but I do brush my teeth in a certain order. That's not funny.
Weird.
You know,
is clothes in a certain order or brushing your teeth in a certain order weirder?
You know how particular I am
about brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm. I am about to be 36, right? My birthday is in November and I am about to be 36. And I have not once had a cavity. Not once. Mm-hmm. And I don't know ever. I mean, because I'm 36 and I don't have a cavity, I do not want to break that streak. And we use Oral-B brushes, which are the little spinny head ones, like my little spinny head. and they have these 30-second timers that you do your quadrants on. I always start with my bottom left, and then I go bottom right, then I go top left, and then top right.
Always in that order.
Every time. If I don't do it, I got to start over.
Are you serious?
I will brush my teeth for 20 minutes if I have to get it right.
I can't. There's no way that bothers you that much.
It bothers me that much.
Okay, so as a female, right, we have underwear, we have a bra, we have a pants, we have a shirt, right?
You have a pants.
We have a pants. If I don't do the bottom first and top second, I feel completely miscombobulated.
I don't understand that. See, I feel like you got to put on your undergarments first, obviously.
No, it's...
Wait. So you're saying you put your undies on.
Uh-huh.
And then you put on your pants?
Yes.
So you can't put your undies and your bra on at the same time.
You mean like undies first, bra second? No, yeah. That's out of order. It's bottom half first.
I don't understand this.
Well, I tried it the other day to put my bra and then my shirt on first. It was wrong. It's wrong. It felt wrong.
Yeah, I truthfully don't care what order I put them on in. Like I said.
But your teeth matter.
Yes.
Okay.
But I have, but I have no cavities as a 36-year-old
yet because it is just after Halloween,
and
we have a lot of freaking candy.
Yes, but I will brush my teeth in order, and they will be perfectly fine. So there.
Well, we took our daughter and our nephews and a bunch of neighborhood kids around, and they did really well as far as getting candy. But our little stem of the neighborhood, because of the hurricane, still doesn't have street lights. So it just seemed like nobody came to our house to get candy.
I'm not going to lie, that was kind of nice.
I'm sure it was. I was the one out walking with the kids.
I got to sit outside and just chill. And I did fly my drone. I flew my drone over the neighborhood. And it's pretty cool seeing all the kids running up and down the streets and all that stuff. And it was wild.
It was busy, but very on the busy. Lighted part of the neighborhood,
yeah.
It was very busy.
We live in a cul-de-sac, so our cul-de-sac was pitch black, except for our house, really. We had one blow-up decoration. That is our extent of decoration for Halloween, is one blow-up decoration.
Normally pumpkins. We didn't get pumpkins this year.
It's hard in Florida. You have to get them like the day of because
And we can still get them for Thanksgiving.
In 30 seconds, them things melt.
True.
And bugs everywhere. There's a lot of bugs. But I sat outside for about a half hour, and I got swarmed with mosquitoes.
I'm sure you did.
It was unbelievable. I was pissed.
Well, you talked about our one blow-up decoration, but there was some people who, like, their whole house is done up, almost like what you would expect for Christmas, right? With all the lights and all the fixtures and all the blow-ups and all there, it was pretty good in our neighborhood.
There's a group of people that open their entire house up.
Right, to do the haunted house.
They it's crazy. They let randos in their house.
To walk around. Man. It's crazy. But I guess there's this viral thing going around right now where some lady had a decoration in her yard, and I guess it was very gruesome, looked like a murder scene.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, and I guess the cops were called because it was too much, too gruesome. The neighbors wanted it taken down. The lady did take it down, but how much is too much decor? Like, let's stick with Halloween specifically. How much is too much decor for Halloween?
I don't think it was too much. I just think it was, if it's graphic, you don't want to walk outside and see graphic stuff.
Well, it's not your cup of tea, but it's my yard.
I understand that, but you can't go outside naked and stand in your yard.
Okay. Okay. I see where you're going.
So you shouldn't really be showing somebody shanking up somebody else in your fucking yard.
Well, but it's Halloween though.
No, like, there's no excuse. It doesn't give you a free pass to be a crazy person.
But Halloween is all about scare and horror, right? Okay. That's the point and purpose.
It's also about letting kids run around in costumes and have candy. So you have to also think about the youngins. And I don't think that you should have blood everywhere and make it look like some gruesome murder scene outside of your house. That's a little bit much.
Okay.
Now, if you do set it up like this neighborhood couple here and you have it to where you have to go inside to see that stuff, okay. It's your choice at that point. But outside, you can't not see it.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, it's her yard.
So you're giving permission to pedophiles to go outside and be in their yard butt naked.
Whoa! You went way left there, friend.
Well, you can't say one's okay and not the other, because...
But it's totally different. Yeah. You are comparing pedophiles to decorations.
Yeah, well, a murder scene is a murder scene, and seeing someone naked is seeing someone naked. That neither one is appropriate, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, that's very extreme.
Yeah, but that's what this lady had a murder scene in her yard.
But it wasn't like the dead body is shown. Like, it was... You know, there was blood, like fake blood. Okay. But people do that on their doors all the time. Like, do not enter. And there's bloody handprints. Like, that's a thing. Is that too much? No.
Yeah, but you're talking. See, it's totally different. You're talking about there's a body there, right?
One
in a bag.
Yes. Yeah.
With blood all over it.
Fake. Yeah.
Did you really kill somebody and put them there?
I'm just clarifying, making sure we're on the same page.
That's not appropriate for these little kids that are running around getting candy.
A skeleton in dirt is not appropriate.
No, that's fine.
Why?
Because it's fine. As long as it's not like somebody murdering. Like, does the skeleton have a sword sticking out of its eye? I don't know. I can't. You can't do that shit. If it's not appropriate for, you know, especially the younger crowd, then you probably shouldn't have it.
Agree to disagree on that. That is a differing of opinions there. And here at Unfiltered Union, we're allowed to do that. You can have your opinion, I can have mine. But what I'm saying is, it's my yard, I will do what I want. However, if neighbors come together and ask me to take it down, they think it's too much, that's my right to either agree or disagree and either take action or not.
I don't know.
Good job. We are differing opinions and we're moving on.
No.
Oh,
okay. No. I don't know. I don't like it because truthfully, I don't want our kids seeing that.
Well,
she's already timid.
Right. But there are other kids like our nephew who has watched Scream at this point, who has watched other things that probably aren't necessarily age appropriate, but he can handle it and he enjoys that kind of thing.
Like Jaws at 7.
Right. He likes the suspense of it. That's just what he enjoys, and that's okay. So to him, it might not be a big deal. To our daughter, it might.
And how old is the nephew? Just so everyone hears it.
He is 6 years old.
Shouldn't be watching Scream.
Not our choice, not our decision. He can handle it, though,
can
is
he?
The difference. And he
We'll
is,
find out.
It doesn't bother him like it would our kid.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't like it, period. I don't. Keep their innocence for as long as possible.
Now, I can agree with that, but again, differing of personalities.
I agree, but I want our kid to stay a kid as long as possible.
I agree. However, going back to the idea of, you know, neighbors coming together and saying, hey, too much, take it down. She did, and that was her choice, right? There was no slap down. How do you feel about the new sport coming out for power slaps?
It's not new, is it?
Well, no, not brand new, but
I don't think it's dumb. I mean, if you want to watch it, I think it's funny to watch. I just don't know how they have a whole
sport dedicated to it.
Yeah. It seems kind of silly to me.
Well, what's interesting to me is it doesn't seem like it's based on training, if you will. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm completely, ignorant in the sport, but it doesn't seem like a person who is big, large, heavyweight has an advantage over someone who is maybe smaller than them, because how hard you slap isn't dependent exactly on their size. Because I have seen these power slap videos where smaller individuals can slap just as hard and knock somebody out who's bigger than them.
Yeah, but
it's one shot. You get one shot.
A big person is all just naturally stronger than a smaller person.
That is not true.
It is too.
It is not.
I have a friend that is a very large individual. Mm-hmm. He would 1,000% out bench press me.
But what I'm saying is a slap, because
one pushing up a bench press is the same as doing this and slapping.
Can I finish?
No.
So one slap, you have to get it in the right spot, right? In order to knock that person out. Otherwise, you missed your one chance. Now they have a chance and they can knock you out. So the difference is, instead of being in a ring and just throwing punches all day, you get one shot, and if you aren't exactly right on that shot, then you don't get to knock that person out.
But do you think a big person can punch harder than a smaller person?
Do I think a bigger person can punch harder than a smaller person?
Yes.
Yes, the bigger person would punch harder than a smaller person.
Okay, so a bigger person would have an advantage in power slap.
If they get it right, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, but
because in the ring, you don't get a breathing chance, right? Like, you are constantly throwing hands. Whereas in power slap, you get one slap. And if they are better than your one slap, you're going down.
If my big friend power slapped me, I would be on the first man on Mars.
But if they didn't land it right,
I would be the first man on the moon.
Whatever. But you have a hard head. So my point is that slap.
Oh, I'd be fine.
Right.
But
it wouldn't knock you out. So it'd be your turn, and you may be able to.
No, I wouldn't. I can't long distance hit him from the moon.
The point I'm trying to make here in this whole discussion, do you think it's good, bad, or neutral for the UFC?
I don't know. There's a lot of social media buzz about it, so I don't doubt that it's a net positive, or they wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, you know, for Dana White, right, the creator, he's golden. But when it comes to the actual sport of UFC versus power slap, it seems like online, on a lot of these power slap posts, people are saying, like, I don't want anything to do with power slap because it's hurting the sport of UFC. I don't exactly get that?
I don't know. I mean, it's, I see a lot of highlight videos and I do watch those. I'm not going to lie. And I laugh my ass off just about every time because it is funny.
Cat is back.
But do I think it is it hurts? I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, I guess some people can see it as kind of an unskilled version of whatever, a competition like UFC. You have to be skilled. Power slap. I still think you have to be skilled. You have to hit them square in the dome piece.
Right. You get that one shot
and stay awake. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as skilled as somebody in the UFC.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's dumb, but do I think it hurts the UFC? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know if I think it hurts the UFC or not. I think I'm neutral on it. I think they're the separate sports at this point.
Yeah, I honestly don't consider power slap a sport.
Yeah, it's not having, you know, big names from the UFC move over to the other side, you know? So two separate sports and let them go. You know, pickleball versus tennis.
Stop it.
Oh, our Benny cat just moved the mic. He wants your attention.
Yeah, it's not the right time.
Talk to him. Okay. So I wanted to talk about three upcoming things that we're excited for because I've got a list. You ready?
Sure.
Yellowstone. Let me back up. All new releases that are coming out. I'm so excited. This is the time of year where all the new stuff is coming out. And I'm so excited. Yellowstone's coming back on November 10th. Oh, so excited. Squid Games for season 2 just dropped the official trailer and it's coming out in December. Do you hear me?
I'm trying. So excited. I do. And I will watch that one. Yellowstone, I'm eh.
No, you never watched it.
I know, but I've watched a little bit of it. It's just a little too far-fetched to me.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. And then Wicked, the movie Wicked.
Is that the new Wizard of Oz type deal?
Yeah, well, yeah. It was a play.
No, I know, yeah. But it's based on Wizard of Oz.
Yes, The Wicked Witch.
Right.
That comes out in a few weeks. I'm so excited. Oh, but also, Christmas Town at Busch Gardens is getting ready to begin. I'm so excited. So excited. I'm not going to be freezing my butt off walking around Busch Gardens. It's going to be nice weather. We get to see the Christmas lights, get in the spirit. I'm so excited.
If we're going to Christmas Town, I'm getting me a mobility buggy.
You do that.
I am serious.
I hear you. But then also for Christmas, around the Tampa area, they do the boat parade.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite things for the Christmas season here in Tampa, Florida.
It's a new tradition for us since moving here. We used to go to a parade in Northern Virginia, and it was frigid. We would be miserable. And we wanted to leave after about 3 minutes, but we had to stay for the whole thing because Santa came at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And our kiddo obviously wants to see Santa. So we toughed it out. But now?
Now Santa walks around and talks to everybody while the boats go by.
Well, and you're not freezing your ass off.
Right. It's like having a picnic.
It's so fun. Wonderful. I love it. That is one of my favorite Christmas events that I enjoy down here for sure.
I'm so excited. We're getting to that season. There's so much coming up. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so ready.
You okay?
Yes.
Because is it my turn now?
It is.
So you said TV show. So I wanted to say a TV show. I didn't write it in the list.
You're going off script.
Arcane is coming out.
Ooh.
It's the second season. Mm-hmm. Second, and it's the last season, which sucks. But they're closing up the story. And they're closing it up, as far as I know, in only 3 episodes.
Only 3 episodes for the season?
Yeah, but it kind of makes me mad, too, because Netflix is releasing them like 2 weeks apart or something like that. I'm like,
Better be movie length then.
Yeah, no. But I feel like I'm just going to wait till they're all out to watch so that I'm not waiting 2 weeks in between. But that's coming out. I'm very excited about that. That is my nerd card showing. But even if you don't like video games, and it's about League of Legends, it's a League of Legends show. But even if you don't like video games, it's a really good animated TV show.
Okay, well, go back to your script of other 3 things. Hello. And now Google's talking. Sorry.
So my other thing is fall fishing in Florida is real nice because it's not super hot to where you're dying.
Sweating.
And sunburning. but it's cooler. And the fish, I think the fish bite more down here because they're kind of chipper, you know, like our dog. And then my last one, my last thing that I'm looking forward to is voting. I'm excited to vote on Tuesday. And the reason why I'm voting on Tuesday is because my kiddo wants me to take her with me. And I'm excited to show her the cluster that voting is.
Yeah. I didn't put my voting sticker on. I went and voted today because my work week doesn't allow me to leave the house pretty much the entire day.
And just for reference, today is Friday before voting day.
Yes. But this is your final reminder to get out and vote. Don't care how you vote. Just do your thing. We here at Unfiltered Union have our own opinions and will not sway you one way or the other. Just remember to get out and vote. It's important. But I wanted to tell you a story. So I went and voted today. And
it was a madhouse. Let me just be
clear. It was insane. It's at a local library, and it seems like those are the places right now for early voting in the Tampa area. So I went, Russ dropped me off, and the line's out the door, and it's probably a good, 200-yard line at this point?
That's a bit much, but okay. It's a long line, though.
Okay, well, I say 200 yards. You gauge it however you want.
It's from here to Mars.
You got slapped? Okay. Yes. So the line is real long, going through the line, and there's the individuals who are the poll monitors, if you will, and they make sure, you know, line stays orderly, moves through, goes quick. Well, this one gentleman, and he had to have been older, I would say in his 80s.
A lot of those polling officials usually do that as a volunteer because they're bored.
Yeah. Well, and Florida is a retiree state,
and
right?
And the Price is Right was off by then.
Anyway, so he's going through the line. Lady in front of me has her 16-year-old daughter, and the man comes up to the 16-year-old daughter and says, "Oh, what are you doing here? You look like you're too young to vote." And the girl goes, "Oh, I'm here with my mom. Just came back from an appointment. I'm here.
Moral support.
Moral support." That's what she said. Thank you. And the gentleman said, "Oh, well, shouldn't you be in school?" And she goes, "Oh, I'll probably go to school, you know, after this, just here with my mom." And the gentleman said, "I don't understand your generation." To this young girl. And I'm just looking at him like, she's here to learn about her civic duty.
Yeah, it's none of your business, first of all.
It used to be a thing, though, when we were kids, like to go with your parents to the polling booth and watch them vote. I remember doing it with my dad when I was young.
Yeah, I did it. And I remember being bored to death.
Right. And watch them go in. And oh, back then it was those tick things. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was like it would punch a hole once you pulled that big lever. Man, pulling that lever, though, it's like, what's going to happen? Because it was like 12 feet.
Uh-huh, it was a long pull. But back then, it was a thing. You go, you saw your parents do it. And I don't know. I feel like it should still be a thing.
Right.
Why not?
That's why when our kiddo asked, "Can I go with you to vote?" I said, "Yes, of course."
Right. So you haven't voted yet. You'll go on Tuesday during the madhouse.
Well,
it's going to be crazy. Like if the lines are this long now,
I'm blessed to work from home so I can kind of hopefully skip a lot of the traffic and go in after everyone goes to work, go in during the middle of the day. So hopefully that helps. But if not, I don't care. Yeah. It'll be a fun experience for her to see and kind of I'll let her help me fill out the Scantron.
She's familiar with those.
Yes. Unfortunately, because of school.
But she'll keep you entertained in the line, too. Maybe she'll give you some more isms to bring back.
Yeah, sharp bugs.
So I wanted to also offer to anyone out there who listens to our Unfiltered Union here, if you're on Instagram, come over to our Instagram page. Shoot us a message. Let's play Emoji Pong.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. I can't stop.
I'm addicted.
Emoji Pong is terrible
for you. It is so much fun. So all you have to do is send someone a message on Instagram, a little emoji, and then you get to play Pong with the emoji and see who gets the highest score.
And it tallies it.
I'm obsessed.
It's messed up, though. But my first recommendation, though, is to pick one with a really bright color because I tried a smiley face and you can barely see it on the background. It makes it almost impossible to play.
Good tip.
Yeah. It's life skills.
Appreciate it. So head on over.
Yeah.
Play Emoji Pong with us.
Yeah, do it. I'll play. My high score right now is what, 23? All right. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.